Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on to talk about the Australian Infrastructure Audit.
Yeah, well, it's very important to everyone listening, including me, the one talking. So the report says that the recent investments in our infrastructure for fast-growing cities are playing catch-up more than anything. Considering our growing population, why is this a problem?
We're absolutely playing catch-up in terms of our investment in infrastructure. Also, our ongoing maintenance requirements across our large cities like Sydney and Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth. And really, that game of catch-up is because of a few things. Firstly, population growth, changing nature of where people live, but also changes in technology, new user preferences, the emergence of greater consideration of environmental issues. All of those forces put pressure on our infrastructure networks, and as a result, we need to respond. And that's both through investment, the type of thing that governments are sort of well known for, but also reform, something that often goes under the radar but is just as important.
So you mentioned before that there's a lot of things that kind of affect the infrastructure. I think most people, I mean, myself included, when I hear infrastructure, the word, I just kind of think of transport and trains. But what other services should we really be concerned about?
Well, you're exactly right. Transport and trains, so roads and public transport, are the main area that governments invest in. But of course, energy, water, telco, are key economic infrastructure sectors that support national productivity. But also, for the first time in this audit, we've also included social infrastructure, so health and hospitals, education, everything from preschools to universities and TAFEs, green and blue spaces, our parks and shorelines and beaches, which are world-class in Sydney and we're well-known for. So everything from correctional facilities, landfill sites, all the way to power stations and train networks is what defines infrastructure. And in fact, it's 20% of our GDP that the infrastructure sector makes up, so a huge contributor to the Australian economy and, of course, an enabler of productivity right across our whole country.
You mentioned before that in previous reports you haven't included social infrastructure. Why have you included that now? Is it more important in 2019?
It is absolutely growing in importance and growing in consideration of both governments and communities. We know that social infrastructure is a critical factor for people in deciding where they live and where they play. So access to parks and access to sporting fields is absolutely critical to enabling people fit and healthy lifestyles. So, you know, you won't go for a run out for some yoga on your lunch break if your office isn't near a park. So it is, you know, it's something that improves quality of life, and it's something that people could think of as a soft benefit, but it's something that really changes people's life satisfaction, changes their decisions of where they live and work. And for Infrastructure Australia, it's critical for us because 2 years ago, our then minister, Paul Fletcher, asked us to include social infrastructure in our remit. So we've been focused on that issue over the last 2 years.
We've had a long history in Sydney, Australia, and the world, really, of protesting against infrastructure projects. Do you think that communities should be more involved in decision-making?
So communities absolutely need to be front and centre in decision-making. In fact, one of the findings of the audit was in Australia, around $20 billion worth of infrastructure projects. So if you think our forward pipeline over 5 years is $200 billion, so 10% of a five-year pipeline, or the equivalent of about half a year's infrastructure investment across the nation, has been cancelled or mothballed or substantially delayed due to community opposition. So community engagement are critical to make sure infrastructure can deliver on what people want, but it's also critical to the sector to reduce waste, to make sure that investment's well targeted, and therefore to have a social license as well as healthy returns for the private companies, which of course build and operate much of our infrastructure. So community engagement is critical. It's in fact vital to making sure that infrastructure serves the purposes that it's intended for. And what we found through the audit, when we asked the community for their opinions, so we've engaged with about 5,500 people as part of the audit, And their feeling was speaking to people who are directly impacted by infrastructure, so the users and the people that live next to, you know, roads, rail lines and hospitals, are the people whose opinion should be most regarded by government when infrastructure is planned.
If I could just ask one more question, finally. Yesterday, Prime Minister Morrison said that his government was tackling the issues addressed in the report. Do you think the government is doing enough to be on their toes about the constant demands of a growing population?
Well, the Prime Minister's comments yesterday acknowledged the record infrastructure spend that is occurring in Australia, something that we also acknowledge, both in terms of the investment of the Australian government, but also in terms of the role that states and territory governments play. So, in New South Wales, of course, we see record investment in rail and roads, some of the largest projects ever undertaken in the transport sector currently underway. So there's no doubt that there's activity occurring. What the Australian Infrastructure Audit has identified is, as well as that record investment, we still have growing deficits in infrastructure maintenance. So local roads in New South Wales have a maintenance backlog of around $2.2 billion. It grew $300 million in the 2 years preceding 2008. So there is a growing maintenance backlog, while at the same time there's investment in new infrastructure. Both are important. So we need to maintain what we have and make sure it's operating effectively. And we need to make sure we're providing new capacity to support growth and technological change. But we also need to embrace reform. And the community needs to embrace the notion that a city's construction is never finished. A city's never fully built. In fact, the delivery of infrastructure is something that will continue as our economy grows and changes and as communities' expectations grow and changes. So I think the Prime Minister and indeed others who commented on the report yesterday were right in saying investment is at elevated level. The question is always to make sure that decisions are well targeted, that investment is able to be delivered through an industry with sufficient capacity, and of course that it's going to projects that the community value, as we mentioned the importance of community engagement a moment earlier.